Carl Jung quotes, "Be silent and listen. Have you recognized your madness and do you admit it? Have you noticed that all your foundations are completely mired in madness? Do you not want to recognize your madness and welcome it in a friendly manner? You wanted to accept everything. So accept madness too. Let the light of your madness shine, and it will suddenly dawn on you. Madness is not to be despised and not to be feared, but instead you should give it life. If you want to find paths, you should also not spurn madness, since it makes up such a great part of your nature. Be glad that you can recognize it, for you will thus avoid becoming its victim. Madness is a special form of the spirit and clings to all teachings and philosophies, but even more to daily life, since life itself is full of craziness and at bottom utterly illogical. Man strives toward reason only so that he can make rules for himself. Life itself has no rules. That is its mystery and its unknown law. What you call knowledge is an attempt to impose something comprehensible on life." C.G. Jung, The Red Book. A Reader's Edition. Tags, Carl Jung, Madness, Red Book, Shadow. C.G. Jung, Nobody can fall so low unless he has a great depth. If such a thing can happen to a man, it challenges his best and highest on the other side. That is to say, this depth corresponds to a potential height, and the blackest darkness to a hidden light. C.G. Jung. Tags, Carl Jung. C.G. Jung, The sole purpose of human existence is to kindle a light in the darkness of mere being. Carl Jung. Tags, Carl Jung, Life's Purpose, Psychology. Eric Pevenagie, While we hear Carl Jung's jazzy humming and Nietzsche's dance steps intermittently during our musings, we can willingly tear down the spread of depression from all the gray zones around and allow the sun to shine and warm up the heart's expectations. A handful of dust. Eric Pevenagie. Tags, Carl Jung, Dance Steps, Depression, Expectations, Gray Zone, Handful of Dust, Humming, Musings, Nietzsche, Sun. C.G. Jung, We should know what our convictions are, and stand for them. Upon one's own philosophy, conscious or unconscious, depends one's ultimate interpretation of facts. Therefore it is wise to be as clear as possible about one's subjective principles. As the man is, so will be his ultimate truth. C.G. Jung. Tags, Carl Jung. C.G. Jung, Every human life contains a potential. If that potential is not fulfilled, that life is wasted. Carl Gustav Jung. Tags, Carl Jung. Like. C.G. Jung, I myself found a fascinating example of this in Nietzsche's book, Thus Spake Zarathustra, where the author reproduces almost word for word an incident reported in a ship's log for the year. By sheer chance, I had read this seaman's yarn in a book published about half a century before Nietzsche wrote. And when I found the similar passage in Thus Spake Zarathustra, I was struck by its peculiar style, which was different from Nietzsche's usual language. I was convinced that Nietzsche must also have seen the old book, though he made no reference to it. I wrote to his sister, who was still alive, and she confirmed that she and her brother had in fact read the book together when he was years old. I think, from the context, it is inconceivable that Nietzsche had any idea that he was plagiarizing this story. I believe that 50 years later it has unexpectedly slipped into focus in his conscious mind. C.G. Jung, Man and His Symbols. Tags, Carl Jung, Nietzsche. C.G. Jung, Were it not for the leaping and twinkling of the soul, man would rot away in his greatest passion, idleness. C.G. Jung, The Archetypes and the Collective Unconscious. Tags, Anima, Archetypes, C.G. Jung, Carl Gustav Jung, Carl Jung, Collected Works, Idleness. Like Michael Finkel, Carl Jung said that only an introvert could see the unfathomable stupidity of man. Michael Finkel, The Stranger in the Woods, The Extraordinary Story of the Last True Hermit. Tags, Carl Jung, Introverts, Stupidity of Man. Like David Eagleman, as Carl Jung put it, in each of us there is another whom we do not know. As Pink Floyd sang, There's someone in my head, but it's not me. David Eagleman, Incognito, The Secret Lives of the Brain. Tags, Carl Jung, Madness, Pink Floyd C.G. Jung. Carl Jung never said, there is no coming to consciousness without pain. People will do anything, no matter how absurd, in order to avoid facing their own soul. One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. What Dr. Jung said in two separate and unrelated statements was, seldom, or perhaps never, does a marriage develop into an individual relationship smoothly and without crises. There is no coming to consciousness without pain. Carl Jung, Contributions to Analytical Psychology, p. People will do anything, no matter how absurd, in order to avoid facing their own souls. One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. Carl Jung, Psychology and Alchemy, page. C.G. Jung tags, Carl Jung, Darkness, Pain, quotations. C.G. Jung, I have done without electricity, and tended the fireplace and stove myself. Evenings, I light the old lamps. There is no running water, and I pump the water from the well. I chop the wood and cook the food. These simple acts make man simple. And how difficult it is to be simple. Carl G. Jung tags, Carl Jung, Memoir C.G. Jung. The mind that is collectively orientated is quite incapable of thinking and feeling in any other way than by projection. C.G. Jung tags, Carl Jung, Psychological Types, Psychology. C.G. Jung, the erotic instinct is something questionable, and will always be so whatever a future set of laws may have to say on the matter. It belongs, on the one hand, to the original animal nature of man, which will exist as long as man has an animal body. On the other hand, it is connected with the highest forms of the spirit. But it blooms only when the spirit and instinct are in true harmony. If one or the other aspect is missing, then an injury occurs, or at least there is a one-sided lack of balance which easily slips into the pathological. Too much of the animal disfigures the civilized human being, too much culture makes a sick animal. C.G. Jung tags, Carl Jung, Love, Sex likes. The wounded inner child is the primary gateway to healing and integration. When you invite your woundedness out of subversiveness and into your awareness, you finally begin to honor the past pain. You also minimize its contractive influence on your life. And you begin to offer yourself the potential of something more. Marcus William Kasunich tags, Carl Jung, Healthy Relationships, Inner Child, Irem, Personality Dynamic, Psychology, Self-Awareness, Self-Healing. C.G. Jung, that you find Kierkegaard, frightful, has warmed the cockles of my heart. I find him simply insupportable and cannot understand, or rather, I understand only too well, why the theological neurosis of our time has made such a fuss over him. You are quite right when you say that pathology is never valuable. It does, however, cause us the greatest difficulties, and for this reason we learn the most from it. C.G. Jung, Carl Jung, Letters Volume 1, pages, tags, C.G. Jung, Carl Jung, Kierkegaard, Neurosis, Psychology, Soren Kierkegaard. Dragos Bratisanu, The Daily Breath. When Jesus walked the earth, he said again and again, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For many years I misunderstood this message. The line, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, brought fear because to me it meant, repent or else you go to hell. But this is not what it means. Read the words again. Repent, which means ask God for forgiveness, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand, which means peace is close to you. Ask for forgiveness because when you do so, in all honesty, you bring heaven in your life. When you open your heart and ask for forgiveness in all truth, you find heaven, the healing you need, the love you deserve, the peace you want. All of these wait for you on the other side of you having a heart-to-heart, truthful relationship with Jesus. God's love for you is unconditional, but communication is possible only in truth. Turn your eyes from your pain, and look unto Jesus. Literally, focus your eyes on Him. Walk through the terror barrier that prevents you from opening your heart, and tell Him everything. Ask for forgiveness for everything you think you've done wrong, ask for help with your weaknesses, not from your mind or from your emotions, but from your spirit, and hide nothing because what you keep hidden will torment you until you bring it out to light. Carl Jung, the renowned psychiatrist, said, "The most terrifying thing is to accept oneself completely. Do not be afraid. Tell God everything you fear to acknowledge, because He cannot heal what you conceal, and He will heal everything you reveal." Dragos Bratasanu tags, Carl Jung, daily inspiration, forgiveness, Jesus, love, reveal, truth. C.G. Jung, that Kierkegaard was a stimulating and pioneering force precisely because of his neurosis is not surprising, since he started out with a conception of God that had a peculiar Protestant bias which he shares with a great many Protestants. To such people his problems and his grizzling are entirely acceptable because to them it serves the same purpose as it served him. You can settle everything in the study and need not do it in life. Out there things are apt to get unpleasant. Neurosis does not produce art. It is uncreative and inimical to life. It is failure and bungling. But the moderns mistake morbidity for creative birth, part of the general lunacy of our time. It is, of course, an unanswerable question what an artist would have created if he had not been neurotic. C.G. Jung, letters, tags, Carl Jung, Kierkegaard. Robert L. Moore, Jungians have found that in every man there is a feminine sub-personality called the anima, made up of the feminine archetypes. And in every woman there is a masculine sub-personality called the animus, made up of the masculine archetypes. Robert L. Moore, King, Warrior, Magician, Lover, Rediscovering the Archetypes of the Mature Masculine. Tags, anima, animus, archetypes, Carl Jung, Feminine, Masculine, Psychology. C.G. Jung, but what a dreary world it would be if the rules were not violated sometimes. C.G. Jung, Memories, Dreams, Reflections. Tags, Carl Jung, Psychology, Spiritual. The brutality of our daily thought, our disconnection from spirit, would be readily apparent to a medieval or ancient person. For our part, we hardly know what we have lost. Because of this, we are imbibing antidepressants at an astonishing rate. Despite our comparative wealth and comfort, we are increasingly unhappy. We are, as one social scientist noted, coming apart. On every side, the most brutal slogans resound. We are now the creatures of an ideological age. As noted by Carl Jung, we have succumbed to mass-mindedness. There are no longer any gods we can evoke to help us, he wrote. We now lead an ignominious existence among the relics of our past. J.R. Nyquist tags, Carl Jung, Jung Rollo Tomasi. God curse Carl Jung's rotten corpse to hell for ever convincing popular culture that each sex had equal, but unexpressed, measures of feminine and masculine energies. Rollo Tomasi, the rational male tags, Carl Jung, Jungian psychology, MGTO, red pill, relationships, sexuality. Anna Tizard, there's a reason why books are shaped like doors. You open them up, they take you somewhere else. The mind is a strange place, and what's inside yours might also be inside someone else's, or may overlap into another place entirely. The only way to know is to read, imagine, and follow the secrets that unfold in Anna Tizard's deeply weird fiction. Dip a toe. Dive in. Don't look back. Anna Tizard. Tags, Carl Jung, fantasy, fantasy fiction, imagination, inspirational, magic, magical realism, mind-body-spirit, mind-power, mind-powers. Robert A. Johnson, no son ever develops into manhood without, in some way, being disloyal to his mother. If he remains with her, to comfort her and console her, then he never gets out of his mother's complex. Often a mother will do all she can to keep her son with her. One of the most subtle ways is to encourage him the idea of being loyal to her. But if he gives in to her completely, then she often finds herself with a son severely injured in his masculinity. The son must ride off and leave his mother, even if it appears to mean disloyalty, and the mother must bear this pain. Later, like Parsifal, the son may come back to the mother and they may find a new relationship, on a new level. But this can only be done after the son has first achieved his independence and transferred his affection to a woman, either in an interior way with his own inner feminine side or in an exterior way with a real female companion of his own age. In our myth, Parsifal's mother died when he left. Perhaps she represents the kind of woman who can only exist as a mother, who dies when this role is taken from her because she does not understand how to be an individual woman, but only a mother. Robert A. Johnson, he, Understanding Masculine Psychology. Tags, Carl Jung, Commitment, Marriage, Masculinity, Men, Mother Complex, Psychology. C.G. Jung, relationships must be fostered as far as possible and maintained, and thus a morbid transference can be avoided. Carl Jung, Cornwall Seminar, pages. Tags, Carl Jung, Ethics, Morbid, Philosophy, Psychology, Transference. Lauren Leo, After All, Everything Mystical and Occult, Hidden, is already gestating within our subconscious, just waiting for us to bring it to life, to reawaken it. Lauren Leo, Horse Magic, Spells and Rituals for Self-Empowerment, Protection, and Prosperity. Tags, Astral, Carl Jung, Horse Magic, Magic, Magic Studies, Mystical, Occult, Subconscious Mind, Symbols, Witches. A religious person is able to see the gods in a dewdrop, a flower, a falling star, an animal which crosses his path, a sunbeam. When this happens, he has a total experience. But if he adopts an aesthetic attitude towards this flower or this dewdrop, he looks at only one aspect. The aesthetic attitude is a partial attitude. Such an attitude protects against an abundance of other sensations and is therefore per definition one-sided and superficial. Thieu van den Berg, Jung on Art, The Autonomy of the Creative Drive. Tags, Aesthetics, Carl Jung, Intuition as Seneth Mason.